Travis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Thursday, May 23rd, 2019. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Nice out now, 77, going to get up to about 90, maybe even some rain in the forecast, but then tomorrow, hot and sunny, and then into your Memorial Day weekend, may even see some rain Sunday and into Monday. So
I'm sweaty already.
Yeah, it is one of those sweaty sort of days for sure. Man. So today on the show, we're just going to kind of give you a quick little rundown, and then you can decide what you want to listen to.
If you want to stay with us until 10 o'clock. Hang,
for sure. Right. all right. State of the Bar. Obviously, that's it's a kind of a staple on the show. Examples of what not to do when you're being arrested by police.
There's a lot of things that you shouldn't do when you're being arrested.
There's another, and I'm going to go ahead and put this in the setting the bar category story that we got to get to out of Connecticut, of a fugitive who's wanted by police who has a very unique request.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And if that request is filled, he'll turn himself in.
Oh, I'll talk to you if you do this.
Right. And we've seen this in movies where it's like, Hey, you give me the money. You give me the money, and I'll give you what you want. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And do you know what a purple nurple is?
No, but I'm excited to find out.
Okay.
It rhymes, so I'm already invested.
I
mean, my name's Kelly Kay. I like alliteration.
Sure, purple nurple.
I like rhyming.
I know what it is. But I haven't heard it called this.
It sounds like a drink.
It must be a regional thing, but anyways.
It really sounds like a shot you can order at the bar.
Yeah.
So there's that.
And Throwback Thursday, free therapy. So we got a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of stuff. So, you know, if you want to hang with us till 10 a.m.
Oh, thanks.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there are many, many like fives of you out there who hang with us the entire time.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
You never know.
Check in if you are.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you one of those that just hangs with us the whole time?
All right, well, we'll kick everything off here in just a few minutes with setting the bar. What not to do when you're being arrested.
Yeah, it's just a little goal to set for yourself. So when you get up and you're getting ready to walk out the door and you're just like, you know what? I don't know how ambitious I can be today. But if I can just accomplish this small goal, I can chalk up a win.
Yeah. Yeah. And you already know that with a title like What Not to Do When Getting Arrested, you already know that the first part of the setting the bar should just be don't get arrested.
Absolutely.
Right. But we'll dive in even further. Okay?
I mean, the hurdle is like an inch off the ground with that, you know? Right.
So that is coming up. Good morning, guys. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Today, aloft, we have the band Noted stopping by in right around happy hour. So you can stop by, you can see them and stuff like that.
That's
fun. Absolutely. So over there by the aloft.
It's a DJ experience.
For sure. So this afternoon here on 99.7 DJX. Set of the bar coming up here in just a few minutes. Kind of obvious things not to do when getting arrested. But maybe Markel didn't know that.
Okay. We'll just break it down. The protocol, if you will.
All right. That is on the way. State of the Bar on 99.7 DJX. Can I tell you? 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis. Kelly K Show. State of the Bar. Small examples of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without lying about your name to police when you're wearing a lanyard with your name and face on it, well, you're doing okay.
It is great. I love it when this happens. Yeah. It is so great. That's not my name.
Yeah. This out of Nebraska, Markel Towner, he was getting arrested. And cops were like, what's your name, son? And he lied about his name. And they were like, are you sure about that? Because he was wearing a lanyard that literally had his face and his name. On the lanyard.
Okay.
So he now, including the other charges that he is being arrested for, he's now got the nice little resisting arrest and falsifying information to an officer.
Yeah, they don't take kindly to that when you try to lie boldly to their face when you're wearing the lie. You're literally wearing the lie.
Are you sure your name's not Markel?
Yep.
Nope, positive. Nope, that's not.
It's Bob.
It's Chuck. So, yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without, I guess it's two-part, without getting arrested.
Yeah.
And then once you're getting arrested, lying to police about your name when you're wearing a lanyard with your name on it.
Yeah. That's the evidence right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, boldly,
that's
right there.
That's hard to deny when it's sitting there on your chest.
Yeah.
That is setting the bar.
Do you think Markel was just like, when he realized that, he's just like, oh, dang.
Oh, I forgot that was on.
Oh, dang it.
He like tries to turn it over, like right in the middle. He's like,
no.
Wait. What's that say on your lanyard there? Nothing.
I don't know.
Turn it back around. I don't know what you're talking
about. That's a backstage pass at the last concert I was at. I went to go see Justin Bieber. It was amazing.
That was amazing. That's setting the bar, guys, on DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. You can always ask Alexa, play 99.7 DJX. You can get us right there. Good morning, Kelly K.
Hi there.
Good morning there, Kat.
Good morning.
All right, feel good. Do this every hour. Powered by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. I feel like this could be you, Kelly.
Okay.
At the age of 103.
Okay.
Virginia's been married to Curtis. They've been married since 1940.
What a love story.
He's 100, she's 103.
Oh, man, yeah. You don't bail on a relationship like that.
Listen, Curtis likes older women, so, hey.
She's a cougar.
He's a cougar, yeah.
Yeah.
Or you're right. She's the cougar because she's 103, he's 100. 3 years older.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Definitely.
What a difference.
So the key to their longevity, the key to their success in the marriage arena.
Easy.
Is
easy.
Nearly 8 decades of Hershey's chocolate.
Okay. Wow. I thought you were going to get real sassy for a sec, but chocolate, really?
Yeah. They say,
bond over the chocolate?
What do they do with the chocolate?
They always keep Hershey's chocolate in their house.
Yes.
Hershey bars in the kitchen. Hershey kisses and candy bowls around the house.
God, my husband and I are Virginia and Curtis.
Right.
1,000% right now it's happening.
Their daughter says Hershey's chocolates just keeps them alive and keeps their marriage strong.
Yes. We have to have a stash of emergency chocolate in the house. Otherwise, you know, things might happen.
Right.
Like
I get
angry
it.
Things might happen.
I understand.
Like you just need, sometimes you need a little taste.
You just need it on your lips.
A little bit.
I get it.
Yeah.
I'm mentally picturing this right now. The second your husband boils up, you're like, get the chocolate cake.
Yes, yes. No, we did. And it comes in various forms. Like, you know, we have emergency chocolate chip cookies. We have emergency brownies. We have emergency, like, all sorts of little snack cakes, whatever. And we have Hershey bars. Yes. So it varies. It doesn't have to be like one specific kind of chocolate.
It depends on the scenario.
But there has to be some sort of chocolate in the house at all times.
For Virginia and Curtis,
it's
specific to Hershey bars and Hershey kisses.
Okay.
So they've kept those in bowls and around the house for 80-some years.
For us, M&M peanuts.
And they are alive and going strong.
We are on that path.
So there you go.
I'm excited.
Virginia and Curtis.
Look at that.
A little feel good there.
I love it.
Brought to you by Raise Ford there on 99.7 DJX.
Couples goals.
Yes, couples goals.
Yes.
DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Lil Nas X living his best life there. Of course, driving a Maserati sports car to Billy Ray to thank him for the success that Old Town Road has seen. Number one streaming, number one most downloaded song. Obviously, Billy Ray jumping on that helped a lot. Now, Wrangler is jumping in and...
as in Wrangler jeans?
Yes.
Okay.
Endorsing Lil Nas X because he's like Wrangler on my booty in the song, you know? So
okay.
I know. I mean,
there's so much in that song. Is there anything else we need to cover?
It's starting to roll in for him.
Okay.
I mean, so good for him.
All right. Any other like product shout-outs we need to be concerned with?
I mean, he says Fendi. Doesn't he say Fendi hat? Then he say, I got a sports bra.
So maybe his wife is going to get some Fendi sports bras.
Well, that's what Billy Ray says, but Lil Nas X. Then he say, what's the line right before he says, Wrangler on my booty?
I don't know.
It's something about his hat.
I don't pay that much attention.
He's got a hat.
Oh.
Man, you're asking really hard questions this early in the morning.
But I still feel that Billy Ray's wife is going to get some sports bras coming her way.
All right.
Well, I mean, if they're going to, be true to the trend.
But anyways, yeah, living his best life there.
That's great.
On 99.7 DJX. Coming up here in about 20 minutes, Craigslist Missed Connections, which, exciting. It's on the way. 99.7 DJX. I hear Maroon 5 going to be releasing new music soon, so you got that to look forward to.
Well, yeah, the voice is over now, so Adam needs something to do.
Right, needs absolutely something to do, for sure. It's 99.7 DJX. Well, James Holzhauer.
That's it.
Woo! He's still on his winning streak, 25th consecutive win on last night's edition of Jeopardy. So far, $1.9 million.
Okay.
Just pocket change.
He is inching closer to the $2.5 million that Ken Jennings won after 74 wins at Jeopardy. He is at 25 with 1.9. He's going to cross, they're expecting, the $2 million barrier with one more win, because he's averaging like ridiculous amount of money every single time he wins.
And again, so sorry to the contestants who have to face him. It's like, man, that is, if you get the call...
Yeah, Jeopardy calls.
You're
going to
be on Jeopardy.
Hey, Kelly, we got your application. You're good to go.
Sweet. Yay. And then that's the guy you're going up against. Dang it.
I know.
You have no shot.
You just reject your application.
Yeah, you're like, you know what?
I'm sick.
Can I sit this one out?
Yeah, for sure.
Call me later.
So he ranks second all time in Jeopardy victories in prize money to Ken Jennings.
Well, yeah, but just give him some time.
Yeah, and actually, you know, Ken is... They've been like tweeting back and forth, James and Ken. So, I mean,
that's a small little fraternity.
Yeah, you know? For sure. Ken's not like, he doesn't care. You know, James could, in fact, beat his record because he's had it for like over 10 years.
Exactly.
So he's like, hey.
He's been Jeopardy King for a while.
I know. I mean, hey, it's
welcome
fine.
Welcome someone else into the club.
And here's the thing. Ken Jennings is happy someone's talking about him again.
Absolutely.
Because everybody's talking about Ken Jennings now.
Exactly.
They're like, oh, yeah. Who is the number one guy? Oh, yeah, it was Ken Jennings.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, he got to come back, too, when they had, like, the champions.
Mm-hmm.
They had, like, a lot of former champions come back, and they had a little team competition, so he got to have the spotlight once again for that as well.
There you go. So, James Holzhauer, 25th consecutive win, sitting at $1.9 million in total winnings. Probably one more game, and he'll cross the $2 million mark.
I struggle with that show, because it's a tradition, and my son and my husband watched it together. They love it. He watched it with his dad. And it, I have a love-hate relationship with it because it makes me feel real
stupid.
Dumb. Yes. But then if I get some questions right, then that is like the biggest win ever.
Like, yes!
I'm like, I got Jeopardy questions.
Right, right.
Yeah, you like your hair. Like, I got this.
There was a category the other night, like 90s music. And I'm like, I slayed that every single one of them right.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
I only watch it now when I'm over at my like in-laws, and like my father-in-law and I will just sit on the couch and just kind of watch Jeopardy. We won't say
anything. Do you answer out loud?
No.
You have to. How can you not watch that show?
I will.
And answer out loud.
Well, because I don't know a lot of the answers.
In the form of a question.
Same.
Yeah. So anyways, there you go. James Holzhauer, 25th consecutive win, 1.9 in total prize money there. On 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
By the way, I wonder what you do when you go back to your real life after that kind of a stint on Jeopardy. Like, do you go back to work, just show up at the office
like hey,
regular
James,
style?
How are you?
Like, as the king of Jeopardy. Like,
I mean,
how does...
You're
like,
you have to. The money's not going to, like, last you forever.
But
like,
still, wouldn't that be weird going back to your regular life after
like
that
James,
kind of a
you
thing?
You forgot to clock in.
Yeah. Dang it, sorry. Do you have that report, James? That's due today.
Right. Craigslist misconnections. You know, there are random places people meet each other. Like the doctor's office, like a movie theater.
Sure.
And, you know... Sometimes that's not conducive to actually striking up a conversation.
Love
so,
is possible anywhere.
Yeah, sure. Craigslist Missed Connections coming. I want it, I got it. Ariana Grande, 99.7 DJX, going to be at Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. We have the DJX All Access Summer powered by Wellstone Regional Hospital with tickets to see her there beginning on Tuesday. All right?
Wow.
There you go. Ariana Grande, Bridgestone Arena, Nashville, and we've got your tickets beginning on Tuesday because Monday is Memorial Day, and I mean,
we'll be here, but we won't be here.
I mean, I'm going to be sleeping.
Yeah, but you'll still hear. You'll get the Ben and Kelly experience.
Well, yeah. We'll run like an old show on Monday.
Listen,
but
when
that
you
doesn't
say it like
mean
that. No, it's best of.
So yeah,
it is the best of
you
the
won't
best
get
stuff.
Any of this crap that you're hearing right
exactly,
now.
No,
you'll just really, hear all like, the stuff you want to hear.
When we were good.
When we used to be good.
When we used to be good, we'll find real good stuff.
So
for
yeah, the All Access Summer, that's going to be something that is going on all summer where we're going to be giving you tickets and to all sorts of things, to like water parks, to concerts, to movies. All that powered by Wellstone Regional Hospital.
We're making deals.
Yeah, making
like,
deals.
Hey. We got the papers. You got the stuff.
So we want to give away some stuff. Hey.
It's Ariana Grande.
What are you going to do? Okay. Hey, why don't you have a seat, Pauly?
Yeah, you don't worry how we get it. Yeah. We're just going to give it to you. You don't worry how we get it.
We got a delivery of tickets. We're going to give them to you, but don't ask. So anyways, All Access Summer, Ariana Grande, and that begins next week, about 8:15 on 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, it's, you know, those love connections that you get.
Yeah, sometimes it's unconventional.
Unconventional.
But it's still magical.
Craigslist misconnections coming up next on DJX. So every week, right about this time, we highlight a couple of special people. People who think maybe they've found a connection in another person.
People who need people.
Yes.
When you strike out in real life, yeah. You can always try
Craigslist Best Connection.
Doesn't need a theme song. I feel like if that was the theme song,
yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to go to the doctor's office.
All right, doctors, let's...
And we're not even sick.
No, let's well...
saddle up.
There is a condition, though, that needs to be addressed at the doctor's office.
All right.
The title does give a few things away. I'll warn you, putting on my dude voice because this is male seeking female.
Okay.
You have a raw scalp and I have pink eye.
Oh. What a killer combination there.
That's why we're at the doctor.
Okay.
FYI, in case you're wondering.
Yeah. Got it.
I was sitting in the waiting room of my doctor's office. I was the guy who had pink eye.
Oh.
You said I was cute, but you wanted me to stay away from your baby.
Well.
You know.
Pink eye.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I thought you was cute too. You told me that you have a raw scalp. Oh. And that's why you was in there.
Ouch. Oh,
it sounds painful. I've never really had that before. But you went in to see the doctor. I never saw you again.
Oh.
I asked the receptionist what your name was, but she was being a royal bee. Wouldn't tell me your name or when you were coming out.
Aren't there laws against that?
I feel like she's doing her job, like dude.
Right.
Like she's not allowed. I've called my doctor's office several times, but they still won't give me any info.
I wonder why.
I want to take you out and make your scalp feel better.
Aw, what a sweet guy.
Hey.
I promise my pink eye healed up, so I'm not contagious anymore.
Okay.
We can start with dessert.
Yeah.
And you can bring that cute little booby feeder, too.
Ew!
The baby. It's the baby.
Okay, got it. The baby.
So he's assuming she feeds naturally.
Sure. All right.
Hit me up, though, before it's too late. I have options. I don't stay single for long.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's sassy.
Like, listen.
All right. It's Craigslist Missed Connections. We don't get much better in the movie theater.
Okay.
Title, You Kept Farting in the Movies. All right.
Wow.
Man for woman.
Whoa.
I'm looking for the girl who kept farting in the movie theater. I know this is a long shot, but I thought you was so adorable. And I really need to meet with you.
Oh, she's so hot, it doesn't matter. She's stinky.
Doesn't matter.
All right.
That's a new level.
You told me that you were single and definitely ready to mingle.
Well, there's the opportunity right there. The window's open.
First, and you were definitely hammered.
Yes, girl! Wow. That's my kind of woman. Wow. Yes!
I love her speed.
You had the type of flavor and vibe I desire.
What does he mean by flavor?
Like the smell of her. Okay.
Oh,
tell me the movie we was watching so I know it's you.
I kind of need to know, too.
A girl as fine as you can fart on me anytime you want.
Gross.
Wow.
That's a weird kid.
Wow.
Really disgusting.
Okay.
So she had the booze toots going on in the movies, but it's fine because she's super hot.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
All right.
Sorry. When we start actually dissecting these, it really just takes it to a creepier level. So
worse.
Again, hoping these people can just find each other, and that's all.
Made for each other.
All right. This is
people who need people.
Craigslist. Best connection.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up. When you can get news reporters to say
purple nurple.
All right.
Yeah. I'm so invested to find out what that means.
All right.
Because I feel like it's a shot. At this point, my first guess is a shot.
I will say it must be a regional thing because I've never heard this called that before.
Okay.
But I know what it is.
Okay.
Okay. So anyways.
That's going to be
10 minutes. All right. 99.7 DJX. Gonna love you like me. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Well, the 265 sinkhole has been fixed, so they were worried that it would be Thursday or even Friday before it was fixed. But
as in you can drive on it fixed?
Yeah. They repaired it. 265 East is open there in southern Indiana.
Wow.
So there you go. That's
you guys worked fast.
That is like the third sinkhole of note in the past few years. Of course, the zoo. You remember that earlier this year.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. The zoo. And then the Corvette Museum. Maybe you might have forgotten about that one.
Yeah, my gosh, that was a big one.
That was about 4 or 5 years ago. But yeah, all of a sudden, all these sinkholes are popping up around town. But
what does that mean? Should we be concerned?
Nah.
I feel like that's like earthquakes are happening soon in Louisville.
Nah, we're fine. 265 sinkhole fixed. It's repaired, so you're good there. All right, coming up next, when reporters say
purple nurple.
All right, you know it's going to be a fun story.
It is going to be fun.
Yeah. To Pennsylvania we go after East Side on 99.7
DJX. Meet me on East Side.
He used to meet me on the East Side.
She used to meet me on the East Side, the city where the sun don't set.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com, or you can always ask Alexa, play 99.7 DJX, and you can get our podcast, you can get live radio, all that right there. To Pennsylvania we go, where... Kelly, do you know what the term purple nurple means?
I don't.
All right.
Here's a weird story for you. The state police investigating a physical harassment incident.
Okay, physical harassment incident on a 12-year-old, by the way.
At an area middle school in Clearfield County, Pennsylvania, one 12-year-old boy gave another a, quote, purple nurple.
Okay. So a kid gave another kid a purple nurple.
Now I'm starting to get ideas.
Yeah. Now I know what this is, but I honestly have never heard it called this. I think it's got to be a regional thing.
By twisting his nipples.
There it is.
I knew what this was from the beginning. Is it just a Florida thing?
I don't know. It's got to be a regional thing because I've never heard it called that. I've heard it called a blank twister before.
Okay.
Where you just walk over to someone and you're like, and then you goose him on the chest there.
By the way, who was the first person to do that? Can we ask them not?
Police would like to remind parents to teach their kids to not give
purple nurples.
Purple nurples.
Purple nurples.
Solid advice. Thank you. Thank you for passing that along. Because to be fair, maybe the kids didn't know.
Maybe they didn't know.
Maybe they didn't know you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, I mean, and the police were even called for this, and they were like, hey, just teach your kids not to
don't do that.
Walk up to other kids and
like,
boop!
Personal
I mean,
space.
I mean, I remember even like it would be one where you'd walk, I think we even did this in high school.
Well, I'm hoping only guys did it.
Yeah. So, like, a guy would be walking with his backpack, right? And his hands on the straps of his backpack. And then, so he was exposed, right?
Okay.
His area was exposed, right?
Well, not necessarily. You still had a shirt on.
Right. Still exposed.
I mean, he's setting himself up for failure.
Exactly, Kat. So, you as a normal teenage boy would walk over, and sometimes you'd do the double, and you'd check the battery. Check the battery. You know, like jumper cables,
this
right?
Stop with your hands.
It's like
and
a jumper
finger.
Cable.
Put
stop
your hands
that.
Down.
It's pinching. Stop.
You check the battery, or
oh God.
Has anybody done the Tune In Tokyo?
Yes, that's the one I heard of.
You're trying to like tune in from over across the planet.
I mean,
the other
we didn't
side of the
do
world.
It. Like no one did that at my school.
But you go Tune In Tokyo, and then you burn.
Okay.
That took more thinking for Tune In Tokyo. Purple Nurple, straight to the point.
Okay. Purple Nurple does kind of go.
They get purple, they bruise a little, you know?
But
you
again, right. Who was the first to do that? Who came up with that idea?
I don't know.
Who started that trend.
I know. Amen. I think it's amazing, though.
Okay.
It's pretty amazing.
All right.
It's really special.
Let's not do that.
Yeah. Text from a listener. It has to be a Florida thing because I am from Florida and I've known what a purple nurple is since kindergarten.
Really?
Yeah. You know what? Start them young. Glenda says, I'm from New York. It's always been called purple nurples.
Are you kidding?
All right. I'm from Ohio, and I'm like, all right. So I've heard of checking the battery, and then I've also heard
blank
of
twister.
The blank twister and then Tune In Tokyo.
Yeah. Yeah. Tune In Tokyo was the only thing that I'd heard of from northern Indiana.
If Glenda's from New York, a lot of New Yorkers end up moving to Florida. So like, I feel like we have a lot of the same people.
Sure.
Like,
purple nurple, twisting his nipples.
Okay. Wow. He did not know what to do with that story.
He didn't know what to do with
that story. He did not. He was trying to get through it.
So there you go.
Okay.
Pennsylvania making the show.
Thank you, Pennsylvania.
On 99.7 DJX. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You can always text us whenever, just on our request line, 502-571-9970. And by the volume of text messages that we've received within the past 20 minutes, I can still see people are hung up on
purple nurple.
Okay, so I said it had to be a regional thing because I'd never heard of that phrase used.
Nor have I, stemming from northern Indiana.
Yeah, from purple nurple, which means
by twisting his nipples.
Okay. All right. Well, we know it's a Florida thing. We know that.
So okay. Brian says, hey, I'm from Louisville, and we used purple nurple terms since we were kids.
Yes.
A lot of people rolling in saying southern Indiana, Louisville area. Yeah, I mean, we're all in. We're on the purple nurple train.
Okay.
We know what purple nurple is.
That's
you
great.
Two were just sheltered, that means.
I guess I was. I was just calling it something different. We were just calling it blank twister, you know.
And I'm over here like, we didn't do that.
Well, because
we didn't do that. I mean, we are Michiana.
I feel like this is mostly a guy thing. But okay. Jamie, she texts us and is like, a purple nurple is a little different than a blank twister because the purple nurple, you pinch...
Oh,
and make it a pimple shape.
Pimple shape? So, what does that mean?
So it's different than, I guess, the blank twister, which is just a pinch and turn.
Oh, God. Are we breaking down the mechanics? Is that
that's
what we're
where
doing?
We are.
Is that what's happening?
I think literally the radio show has gone into the logistics and the science behind the purple nurple and how it differs from a blank twister.
Is this the stuff that makes up the Best of Louisville Awards?
I was going to say, we look at the awards
look
around
the, awards.
The studio.
Is this what makes that happen? this kind of radio program?
It's purple because it's bruised after.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. No. So, I mean, we just did it as jokes. You know, to people and to buddies.
So wait, so the purple nurple does not result in bruising? What happens?
I don't know. Well, purple would
it would lend itself
would lend
to
itself
think so.
To say that
it ends up in a bruise.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just like a hickey for your nipple.
Okay.
That could mean something totally different too.
I mean, because I'm very susceptible to bruising.
Jacob, Ava, if you're listening right now to Mommy's Show.
I'm very susceptible to
please,
that.
Please don't do what Mr. Ben is talking about. Okay, please.
Oh,
please,
apparently
let's not.
Someone else says it's also a shot. Oh, okay.
See, that's what I was thinking.
All right.
I was thinking that has to be something you order at the bar.
Yeah, I guess so.
It makes sense. In my brain, that's what it is.
But, you know,
and it sounds delicious.
Yeah, so, you know, hey.
I don't know what's in it, but I think maybe Chambord is probably part of it.
If this was the first time you've ever heard that phrase, hey, welcome. I've already said this is an educational show. We learn together.
All right.
But just know.
Bad education.
But just know, let's send it back to the original story. And even police are saying, please teach your kids.
Don't do that.
Don't. Perform purple nurples on
or
other,
any other variations
on other kids or whatever you call
okay.
them.
Okay,
please don't perform.
All right,
kids don't do that.
All right, so there you go.
All right,
So that's what.
And thank you once again for making this show Best of Louisville.
Oh gosh! All right, Ariana Grande, your feel good story coming up here in just a minute.
We wrecked it for this year.
We
you know
did.
That, right?
By the way, it was around this time every morning that we were giving you a winning word to get in on that trip to London to see BTS.
BTS in London, Wembley Stadium.
That's right, 99.7 DJX. Now, today, just make sure you're answering strange calls because we're going to put your butt in a plane next week.
Absolutely.
All right? Yeah. So,
look at that. It's
so
going to happen. It's immediate gratification,
yeah,
is it not?
Immediate.
Yes.
So know that your plans may change. as of next Thursday.
Hopefully you're prepared, you have your wardrobe, you have your passport.
Yeah, that's right. So yeah, just know that, just answer strange calls today, like...
excitedly.
Yeah, because we could be gifting you with a trip to London to see BTS.
So many people are going to be talking to telemarketers really excitedly.
I know, right? Right?
Hello? This is to steal money from
you. Do
you
need your carpets cleaned?
Yes, I do!
Yeah!
Is that funny, Kelly?
Text message from Greg. Can I get some kind of warning before I get into the car to hear stuff like this? A text maybe? You guys are the best of Louisville and everywhere else. Obviously, Greg stepped in right at the magical moment we were talking about.
Purple Nurple.
Yeah. Which Kara, by the way, Kara texts in and says, I'm from Chicago, and we used Purple Nurple and Blank Twister interchangeably.
Really?
There was not just the pinch and twist.
Oh, they're synonyms.
Versus the pinch until it was like...
When you say that, will you stop making the motion with your fingers, please?
Listen, am I not the only one when I say that to do it, make those motions, the pinch and twist?
Stop.
The way, like, your little fingers get all weird.
Wow, it's a little area.
Okay.
So, anyways.
All right. Again, Jacob and Ava, if you're listening to Mommy's show, please don't do that. Please don't do that at the Christian school. Please.
All right. Can we get to this? All right. Feel good story. We'll do this real quick. All right. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. This teenager overcame being homeless to become his high school's valedictorian.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
So listen, he not only became valedictorian, but managed to keep a 4.3 GPA, got a 31 out of 36 on his ACT, and his name is Tupac Mosley. He's out of Memphis, Tennessee. But he recently lost his father.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, like, then their family kind of struggled and so wound up homeless.
That is a mountain of obstacles to overcome.
Right. But now is being showered with college scholarships, topping, like, $3 million.
That's unbelievable and proves that you can do anything you put your mind to.
Literally anything.
He said he was confused. He said, I actually didn't know that I even received the $3 million scholarships until graduation.
Wow.
So now he's gonna attend Tennessee State University in the fall, where he's going to major in electrical engineering. So,
that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, cool story. And definitely props to you, Tupac, for, you know, taking your situation that was, I mean, you could have gone any different way.
But... And at some point, he needs to write a book, because I'll read it.
Yeah.
Cover to cover.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's Feel Good. Brought to you by Raise Ford on 9970JX. Coming up here next. Tom Hanks?
Got denied a beer.
Okay. That's after Happier on DJX. Go, go. 99.70JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Relay for Life is sneaking up on us, guys. It is...
It's 15 days away.
Yeah, for sure. And we are... we have a team, actually, raising money to help attack cancer.
We worked really hard on the name. It's Team DJX.
Yeah, hashtag Team DJX for sure. So yeah, you can actually just text us the word relay and you can get a link that you can join our team. You can help raise funds for Relay for Life and then join us out at
there's
Mayo High School.
A couple different ways you can help out. You can just donate if you can't be there. But we are actually looking for people to show up and walk with us on our team. You'll get a t-shirt.
Yeah.
The whole thing. So, and you can also dedicate a luminary. There's lots of different ways, and that link will tell you all the ways that you can help out. And we hope to see you there at Louisville Mayo High School on the 7th.
Yeah, June 7th there, and the donations obviously help support American Cancer Society. So, pretty cool there.
If you text us the word relay, then we'll send you that link. So, make sure to text us that.
Yeah, R-E-L-A-Y. All right, so what is this story out of, by...
Tom Hanks. Yeah, so he stopped by the Ellen Show, right? He's promoting Toy Story 4, the whole thing. You know, his wife, Rita Wilson, she sings. And he was kind of talking about the story where he went to see her perform at Stagecoach Country Music Festival. And he's like, you know what? I just kind of want a little bucket of suds.
He was thirsty.
He wants a little beer.
Sure.
So he walks over to the tent where the beer is being sold. Four ladies working there, right? And they were like, sorry, you need to have... your ID verified. Tom Hanks is 62 years old.
Sure.
Tom Hanks is Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Right.
And he was telling this story about how they just wouldn't back down.
But I must give credit to these ladies. They did not cave.
No.
I was offering them tickets to stuff and said, you will come to the Toy Story premiere with me. Just go like that with a red Solo cup underneath and let me walk away with a beer. And they would not budge.
And being the nice guy that you are, Tom Hanks, you didn't argue with him. You just politely walked.
Oh, I argued with him for 20 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So yeah, I mean, like, I guess those sort of, like, outdoor things, they're like, hey, because they check your ID in a different area than you can actually get the beer.
Exactly. And just being Tom Hanks didn't necessarily mean they were going to let that slide. And so they call over the manager, right? And the manager's laughing. Still couldn't say yes, give him the beer. So a half hour later, someone comes over with the tape, finally gives him the little wristband and lets him have a beer. But you see the whole story. It's up at WDJX.com. The other thing about that, too, is he talks about the end of Toy Story 4 and that Tim Allen sent him text messages. They all record their parts separately.
Right.
They're not in the room together.
Right.
So Tim Allen had already done his parts. And so he's texting Tom. He's like, have you done it yet? And he's like, no. He's like, oh, the last couple of pages. Gonna get you. So he said he had to turn his back to all the producers, the directors that are sitting there watching him record his part. And he's like, I had to turn my back and do like the last couple of pages.
Oh, wow.
So yes, if that tells you anything.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So you can see that up at WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. Free therapy. Chad has a great plan. However,
not at first, and I should have, but I think I was in just so much shock.
Yeah.
Oh. When something shocking, you come to Ben and Kelly.
You come to Ben and Kelly.
Yep,
free therapy. Coming up here in about 10 minutes on
99.70
JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We are streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com, home of the All Access Summer, where beginning Tuesday, your opportunity to pick up tickets to see Ariana Grande in concert in Nashville. So that is a pretty exciting thing. Obviously, the All Access Summer powered by Wellstone Regional Hospital and Ariana Grande all next week, beginning at 8:30 on Tuesday, or 8:15 on Tuesday on 99.70 JX. Coming up next, it is free therapy. We kind of offer our show as a little platform for you to maybe get some answers on an issue that you may have.
And we're not experts, so we don't charge.
No. That is next after Taylor on 99.7 DJX. DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You can always shoot us messages at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook or Instagram or whatever. Give you a call and...
Got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up. This is free therapy.
All right, Chad, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Pretty good. So walk us through the message you sent us about your situation you have going on.
Yes, I'm planning on going out of town for the long weekend. I was going to go to Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
And I invited this girl that I started seeing.
Sure.
Great girl. We went on like probably 3 or 4 dates already. Get along great. Everything's great. I've got tickets to a show there. And I thought, you know what? This will be the perfect opportunity to bring her with me. And I asked her to come and she said yes. Right?
Awesome.
Great. Yeah. Cool. Woohoo.
Mm-hmm. Yay. Pull out your little cheerleading flag.
Yeah. So far, so good, right? So, you know, I got a hotel room, and she throws me this curveball, and she said that she invited a friend.
Oh. On your little couple's trip down to Nashville? Oh,
okay, so maybe she's confused that you meant that this is a date kind of a thing.
Well, I mean, I am trying to make this a date for the two of us. Like, I mean, I'm definitely trying to, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With her this weekend.
Try to do the things. Got it.
Do the things. Right.
Right. You know, and now she's bringing, like, a buddy for her now? Like, what am I supposed to do here? Am I supposed to, like...
She didn't ask you? Like, oh, hey, do you mind if I bring so-and-so? She just invited her without asking.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I mean, as a girl, though,
I would never do that.
But are you thinking, like, protection?
Yeah. Well, I have friends that if they go on a date, like, here... More so something I think she should have done the first or second date. They bring another girl to make it more casual and get their best friend's opinion on him. But out of town, I don't know.
Yeah.
Interesting. So you say you've been on a couple of dates. So this is not like a super solid girlfriend-boyfriend situation you were maybe hoping a trip like this would lead down that road.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
All right.
Yeah, we went out. We've probably, including the night that I met her, probably four different times we've been together, hung out, and gone out.
Okay.
Did you just flat out say to her, I was kind of hoping it would just be the two of us?
I not at first, and I should have, but I think I was in just so much shock.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And you don't want to offend her.
I'm bringing my friend. I was like, blanked out. I was like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, then do you have to pay for her friend and all that stuff? Like where's her friend going to stay? In the hotel room, too? I don't know.
Well, that's awkward.
Right.
That is, yeah. All right. Well,
when I booked the room, there's only one king size.
Share the bed. Yay.
All right. Well, Chad, we've got a lot of people texting in right now. Hopefully, if you can hang out for a little bit, maybe we can give you some suggestions on how to approach this.
That would be great.
Kim texts in and says, roll with it. She's probably testing you to see how you handle it. All right.
Oh, okay.
Honestly, maybe.
Maybe. Kara texts in and says, hey, she's trying to just get a free trip and show out of you and trip and show out of you. And I brought her friend to help avoid doing the things.
Ah, well, there is kind of another
kind of a blocker.
Yeah, there's another text. She's bringing a friend as a buffer because she's not ready to get serious.
All right.
So maybe that's sending the message.
Maybe. 502-571-9970. Ben and Kelly 99.7 DJX, streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. Ask Alexa, play 99.7 DJX, and you can get us right there on your smart speaker or even live radio or a podcast and stuff like that. All right, free therapy. Third wheel in Nashville. That's what Chad is experiencing.
Yeah, he just kind of, invited the girl that he's been on several dates with for a little weekend trip. She invited a friend without asking. Got a text message. He needs to ask her in a non-confrontational way why she wants to bring a friend. Maybe she's uncomfortable with the weekend, him alone, out of town. It's best to have an open conversation. They can talk about it before they go or after a heated argument while they're on the trip.
Because that's always fun.
Right.
That's always fun. Bridget rolls in with a text. Maybe she listens to a lot of true crime podcasts and wants to be safe.
Oh, wow.
True. Doesn't mean the friend is a blocker. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
To be honest, that's probably smart.
I'll tell you what. Like, my wife listens to a lot of those true crime podcasts.
Yeah.
And she will be like, okay, so I know after having listened to such and such a podcast that these situations do happen. So I want to make sure that blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I mean, she takes preventative measures to avoid situations.
Listen, you never know.
You never know.
If Netflix has taught us anything.
Right.
Yes.
Justin texts in and says, well done, sir. Roll with that.
Yeah. Bucket list, baby.
I don't know.
A lot of people are like, maybe she's into that.
Yeah.
I mean, when are you going to be presented this opportunity again, sir?
I don't know. I don't know if I would be. I always come from the try not to be too presumptuous camp, and that maybe she's just all, hey, I have a friend. And so maybe, and I've seen a couple people text this, just say, hey, would you like me to invite a friend for your friend? And just be open and do that and approach it that way. So
that would be a really good way for everyone to have fun so that the third wheel doesn't feel like a third wheel and it's more of four people having
there's
a
no
good
pressure
time.
For the things.
Exactly.
Yeah, all that stuff. So, all right, if you want to continue commenting, you can at Ben and Kelly Show, Facebook, Twitter, or text message 502-571-9970. Remember, we're going to be calling a listener, and you could be headed to London to see BTS. 99.7 DJX.
Answer strange phone calls.
Yeah, for sure. That's happening today because your butt's going to be on the plane next week.
And be excited about it.
Yeah, for sure.
Which means a lot of telemarketers are going to get a lot of really excited people answering the phone today.
That could happen. It could happen also. Yes. Yeah, for sure. All right, feel good. Do them every hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. What do you do if you're... your town is in decline. The local population is declining. Schools are having to close.
You buy it.
You do what the mayor in this small provincial French town does and combats the decline by offering couples free Viagra.
We want you to repopulate the town.
That's what he says.
Wow.
A village,
we need more babies.
Mayor Jean says a village without children is a village that dies. So he said he wants to see how many requests actually come in from the public before he actually creates a stockpile of pills for the city. But yeah, that's his plan. If you're between the age of 18 and 40, we're going to give you some free Viagra and you can help this problem.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. I'm not an expert.
Sure.
Isn't the Viagra kind of geared towards men of advanced age? Because if you're younger, do you need the help?
I think you can.
More often than not?
You look at me. I've never actually taken it myself. But I imagine it works on younger men as well as older men.
All right.
I have a fun fact. My mom used to sell Viagra. And nice. We had all the merchandise, but didn't know what it was as kids.
Oh, wow.
My older sister's first day of high school, she brought notepads, pens,
Viagra notepads.
Paper.
It's the vitamins my mommy sells.
Every kid in class wanted it. And finally, the baseball coach / history teacher was like, nice pens, Lauren. You know what that is?
Oh,
that's
wow.
Funny.
Oh, wow.
It's for doing the things.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So Mayor Jean has signed a municipal decree.
He's got ideas.
Saying he's willing to distribute Viagra to local couples to boost lagging birth rates and stop these local schools from being shut down. So there you go.
Wowie, wow, wow.
That's tender.
It's very tender.
You could be like, hey, if you have the children, I'll give you free daycare or something like that. But he's just going to go straight for the mechanics.
Or absolutely. He could get people right. from other towns to try to move here.
To move there and right. say, hey. We're
going to be booming soon.
That's right.
All right.
So there you go. That's your feel good.
Well, in more than one way.
Brought to you by Ray's Ford. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. By the way, this afternoon, Aloft downtown noted it's a DJ experience with the band. You can come, you can hang and see them, meet them, all that stuff.
Tobias and...
The other one?
The other one.
All right.
It's going to be fun.
Can't wait. Can't wait. So, yeah, that's this afternoon here on 99.7 DJX. Quick text from a listener. This channel really knows how to make me smile in the morning. LOL. Ah, thank you.
LOL part is great.
Yeah, because she just goes on and says, I cannot hear erection now when I hear the traffic. So, all we did was plant the seed, and we're just allowing you to hear what you want to hear.
Well, she planted the seed and she continues to plant. She's like sowing all the seeds.
I love it.
Every report.
Hey, so what's this with Millie Bobby Brown?
Listen, if you want to be instantly happy, you go up to WDJX.com. You see the little video. It's a beat battle with Millie Bobby Brown and Jimmy Fallon. They have one continuous beat and they just weave in and out of just random songs, old songs, new songs, go back and forth. It's in tandem and it's fantastic.
A holla back girl.
Ain't no holla back girl.
I ain't no holla back girl. If you left another
sunflower.
Right?
I'm a sunflower. I think your love would be too much.
I can write one song that
new Shawn Mendes.
Yeah. Millie Bobby Brown, like, who knew she had such a voice?
Who knew? That is 11 from Stranger Things.
Right. Of course, Stranger Things 3 debuting on July 4th.
Yes.
But yeah, there you go. You can see that up at WDJX.com.
It's just fun.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
It's about that time that if you've never heard it before, we throw it back. We play songs that you haven't heard in a while, back to back to back to back. Now listen, you're not going to get the entire song. We're not going to shove the entire song down your throat.
No.
Just going to give you the tip, and that's it. That's all you need. You just need a taste of it.
This is really great.
You know, when it hits your lips, that's all you need.
That's all you really need. Just
that's
a little
right.
taster.
So you can always text your request in 502-571-9970.
Tweet at us.
Yeah, at us, 9970JX or at Ben and Kelly Show. But Throwback Thursday, coming up next.
Ben and Kelly are throwing it
throwing
back.
Throwing it back.
Throwback. Throwback Thursday is on 99.7 DJX.
Isabel rolls in with the first text of Throwback Thursday. In honor of all the soldiers that have passed away for our freedom for Memorial Day, we're traveling this weekend to see my soldier in Virginia. His birthday is May 28th. I'd love to hear Hero. Oh,
wow.
For a big shout to Private Sasha Hurt.
Yes. Oh, look at that.
I mean, nothing more American than Chad Kroger, right?
Yeah. Canadians. Okay, fine.
Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Fergie.
Yeah. Text. We need some Fergie. Fergalicious is my jam.
Hit the button again.
Here we
just
go.
Just hit it.
Fergie.
Fergalicious definition. Make them boys go loco. They want my treasures so they get their pleasures from my boat. So you can see me, you can't squeeze me. I ain't easy, I ain't sleazy. I got reasons why I tease them. Boys just come and go like seasons. Fergalicious. But I ain't promiscuous. And if you were suspicious, all that is fictitious. I blow kisses. That puts them boys on rock, rock. And they be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious. It's hot, hot, so delicious. I put them boys on rock, rock, so delicious. They want a taste of what I got. I'm Fergalicious.
Taste it.
Throwback Thursday.
Okay.
Oh. Yes.
Your request, make up a playlist at Ben and Kelly Show. Text, really need to hear some Kid Cudi, Day and Night. Been a while.
It has been a minute.
Yeah. Throwback Thursday.
I toss and turn, I keep stressing my mind. I look for peace, but see, I don't attain. What I need for keeps this silly game we play. Now look at this. Madness the magnet keeps attracting me. I try to run, but see, I'm not that fast. I think I'm first, but surely finish last. Cause day and night, the lonely loner seems the freest mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner seems the freest mind at night. At night, day and night. The lonely loner seems the freest mind at night. He's all alone, some things will never change. The lonely loner seems the freest mind at night.
Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Oh, coming in with the hot with the Miley for America.
Oh, all right. No. All right. Hashtag Merca.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Hashtag Merca.
Merca.
Yeah. Throwback Thursday. DJX.
I hopped off the plane at LAX with a dream in my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab. Here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. So I put my hands up to play my song. The butterflies fly away. I'm nodding my head like yeah. Moving my hips like yeah. Got my hands up to play my song. You know I'm gonna be okay. Yeah. It's a party in the USA. Yeah. It's a party in the USA.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Text from a listener. I would love to hear Old Town Road. Hey, listen, just because it has old in a title doesn't mean it's a throwback,
yeah,
all right?
That's not the
sorry,
definition.
That's not necessarily.
It's a little too new.
Listen, I mean, we play it just about every 2 hours anyway.
I was going to say 15 minutes. But.
All right, another text from a listener. This is my first time requesting songs for Throwback Thursday, so if it got played, that'd be great. LOL. A little guilt trip on a Throwback Thursday.
Nice.
Huh? She says, whenever I hear this, I can't help but dance. All right. Sean Paul, temperature.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
You ask, we deliver.
Yeah, for sure.
That's how that works.
Slip that one in there.
5,040, naughty, shorty. Baby girl, I'm a girl, I'm a girl. Sandra Paul say, well, I'm on the way to time. Cool, I want to be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for sure.
shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh, oh. Because see the girl, them broke out on the floor. From you don't wanna work this performer. From you don't wanna man, where can't turn you on. Girl, make I see you when them upon ya. Can't stand for the long, not eat no yam, no steam fish, nor no green banana. But down in Jamaica, we give it to your heart like a sauna. Well, woman, the way the time cold, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Oh-oh, one part pose and girl, you got the chest out. But you know we're soft, cause girl, you're impressed out. And if it is out of me, if it is out, cause I got the remedy for make it stress out. Me have a plan to become me, God bless out. And girl, if you want it, you have to confess out. And a life where we need set speed of it.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. A tweet from Christina. We're going to do the graduation song for TBT today, right? My son has been in eighth grade for six... Wait.
Did you say eighth grade for 6 years?
What? No, I know. For 6 days
I don't think
now.
That's right.
He got held back a lot. Right.
Christina's sending him to St. X. He's like, I'm still looking for St. X donations.
Oh, okay. There you
right,
go.
All right. There
start
it is.
Start a little GoFundMe.
Right,
sure. It's all
little
good.
Little GoFundMe. All right. Sure. Wow. Talking and reading is really hard for me.
It is hard. Stay in school, kids.
Oh, guys.
Don't be like Ben.
Don't be like me. Think back on the rest of our lives. Vitamin C. Throwbackers Day. 99.7 DJX hitting you right in the feels.
Yes, that's from Rohan, too. My sis Shivani graduating second grade today. Please pick a song for her missing the ceremony on way to school.
All right.
Speaking of the second grade.
Sure.
Got to give a shout out to Malachi, who's saying bye, bye, bye to second grade. You see what they did there?
Oh, that's adorable. That's adorable. Yeah, sure.
Bye, bye, bye.
Throwback Thursday.
Do the dance. You know you want
there
to.
There it is, yeah. Just tips of the songs here. 99.7 DJX. Text from a listener. Let's throw in some Luda. Okay, yeah.
This is real aggressive.
I mean, hey, we had to. Had to hit you over the head with this one, right? It's all- Very fitting song for early morning rush hour here on 99.7 DJX.
Kelly D is sending out a little tweet to us. Baby in full meltdown. Help. She likes Ice Baby.
Oh, gosh.
Hashtag mommy has a headache.
Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
I wonder if she knows all the words to it.
That is real.
Baby in full meltdown mode.
That is real.
All right. Throwback Thursday.
It's okay, baby.
Collaborate and listen. I sit back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance, crush the speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly, when I play a dope melody. Anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bullseye, the kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Baby's still in meltdown mode. We good?
I think we fixed it. And there's a lot of other people rolling in saying, yes, my daughter loved it.
All right. All right. Love Doctor says he needs some jump around, get himself going this morning. All right. We can do that. A little bit of it.
For you, Andrew.
Just a little taste. Just a little taste. When it hits your lips, it just feels good, right? It just hits your lips.
Did you just go into office lady mode just a little bit?
When it hits your lips.
Get your New Balance and let's jump around.
Listen, I used to hit the club when I was younger.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. I came to win. Battle me. That's a sin. I won't ever slack up. Punk, you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up. Come on, throw your hands up if you got the feeling. Jump up towards the ceiling. Monsters of funk. Someone's fucking jump. Yeah, I'll bust them in the eye. And then I'll take the punks. Feeling funky. Amps in a chunk. And I got more rhymes than this cops that are junk. I got pop from the kids on the hill with my mom and my pops. I came to get down, I came to get down. So get down to your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up, jump up and get down.
Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Nikki tweets, so glad to switch over from Spotify to catch Throwback Thursday. Yeah, we are too. We are too.
Welcome, friends.
Angela texts in and says, this is the perfect TBT. Just had to slow myself down because I realized I was doing 90 down the highway jamming. Yeah.
Wow, on the brakes just a little bit.
Right.
There's a little.
All right, Christina, my fifth grader needs some good jams for K-prep. Hashtag Sia, hashtag titanium. All right.
There you
go. Good luck with that.
You shot it.
Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Text from a listener. So, is the thong song allowed on the radio anymore? Because that's a throwback.
Is it allowed?
Can you check real quick?
All right, I'm going to check.
Will you Google that?
Yes, it is. It's allowed. Yes.
Did you Google it?
Sure did. They said yes.
Can you Google?
It said all signs point to yes.
Is thong song allowed on the radio yet?
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Wow. Still sporting that silver hair. Throwback Thursday.
Dress so scandalous, and you know I never can handle it. So you're shaking that thing like who's the ish with the look in your eyes so devilish. You like to dance on the hip hop spots, and you cruise to the cruise like an act of dots. Not just urban, she liked the pop, cause she was living la vida loca. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like what, baby, move your butt, I think I'll sing it again. She had dumps like a truck, truck, truck. Thighs like what, all night long. Let me see that thong.
99.7 DJX. It's okay, we're professionals. We Google whether we can play songs on the radio before we actually do it.
See? Verify.
We're good.
Absolutely.
Text from a listener. Finish my finals today. I need everything to the left, to the left.
Yeah, Erica, Erica and Tiana.
Okay.
I love it.
Congrats, girlies.
Yeah, congratulations. That's always a fun feeling. Throwback Thursday. Put all your school supplies in a box to the left. Songs that you haven't heard in a while, played back to back to back to back.
Hey, Tony just finished his Red Bull. Need some crisscross.
Oh, wow. Okay. Typically with the Red Bull, you're rolling in with like the Darude Sandstorm or something like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. There we go.
But you know, if crisscross and wearing your clothes backwards is your thing,
yes.
Then all right, we got you. Throwback Thursday. From a listener for the unofficial beginning of summer. How about throwing it back to DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince in Summertime? Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. That just happened.
Kids, before Will Smith played the genie in Aladdin, He was in a little band called DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. He was not the Jazzy Jeff.
No, he was the Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
Also had a television show.
They spun it off into a television show.
All the things.
Yeah. Thanks for the Learning Corner.
You're welcome. Learning Corner here with Ben and Kelly.
Here it is, a groove slightly transformed. Just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix. And if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme. And put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime.
Yeah, it's summer. Kind of. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 EJX. Kathy F. rolling in with a text that says, let's do another Throwback Thursday rum shaker. Oh, Kathy.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Kathy.
Listen, I remember going to Jillian's when I was in college with the girls, and we would go. We'd have fun. I'd get one of those big hurricanes in a jar. We'd drink about two of those, get up on the dance floor, and this song would come on, and we'd lose our minds.
It's so lit.
We'd show the boys our stuff.
York down by your Virginia, tickling you with
long sharp sword. Flip tails and let me see you shake it up like dice. The way you shake it up is turning mighty men to mice. But A plus got a surprise, that's a backbreaker. Now let me see you shake it up like a rough shaker.
All I wanna do is zoom, 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 and a boom, boom.
Just shake your body.
All I wanna do is zoom, 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 and a boom, boom.
Just shake your body.
All I wanna do is zoom, 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 and a boom, boom.
Just shake your rump, Kathy. We see ya.
Kathy's on the bar.
She's
on the bar doing body shots.
Listen, this is my song. This is my song. Everybody, this is my song. Throwback Thursday.
Your picture perfect blue. Sunbathing on the moon. Stars shining as your bones illuminate. First kiss just like a drug. Under your influence. It's hit me over, you're the magic in my veins. This must be love.
Zayo 99.7 DJX. Text message from a listener.
Hey, I'm going to Vegas tomorrow, so can I get a little pregame music? Hashtag girls trip.
All right.
By the way, Kathy's chiming in. How'd you guys know I was there, LOL? On the bar doing shots.
Because I was...
Ben was there watching.
I was there giving you the shots. Throwback Thursday.
It's all a blur last night. We need a taxi, because you're... the motel key. Spare me a freaking dirty looks now. Don't blame me. You want a guy shout and get the hell out of town. Don't be a baby. Remember what you told me.
Shut up and put your money where your mouth is. That's what you get for waking up in Vegas. Get up and shake the
Perry coming out with some new stuff here soon.
Excited, yes.
Yeah. Throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX.
Guys, can we give a shout out to Sam, Jess, and Cass? They're checking in, road tripping, kicking off the summer, right?
I hear you.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Daisy rolling in. My kids say, oh no, it's the old songs. Meanwhile, mama's over here jamming. Hashtag TBT.
Yuck.
Ashley tweets in and says, it's pool season. Here's to hashtag beautiful girls.
Oh,
we see you, Ashley. All right. Sean Kingston, beautiful girls. Say oh, Sean Kingston.
No way to beautiful girl. That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal. When you say it's over, damn all these beautiful. Dark, ooh, when you took my heart, that's when we fell apart. Cause we both thought that love lasts forever.
Lasts forever.
They say we're too young to get ourselves sprung. Ooh, we didn't care, we made it very clear. And they also said that we couldn't last together.
Last together.
See, it's very divine, you're one of a kind. You mash up my mind. You are figure declined. Oh Lord, my baby is driving me crazy.
Oh, throwback Thursday, 99.7 DJX. Got a text from Kelly, who's like, you know, with BTS rising, you know, in the K-pop, y'all should play some throwback.
Listen, we don't even know what a throwback BTS is.
No, throwback K-pop.
Stop it. Stop right now. What are you
guys,
doing? What
I'm
are you doing?
I'm shutting it down.
What are you doing?
Guys, I am shutting it down.
Oh, my God.
Gangnam Style. Throwback Thursday.
What have you done?
낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자 그런 반전 있는 여자 너는 선호해 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 선호해 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 선호해 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 선호해
Whoop 'em Gangnam Style.
Susan, this is not William Hung. I know it's confusing.
William Hung.
I'm sorry, Susan.
Oh my God.
But
no.
Correction. That is not William Hung.
Do we even have She Bangs? Oh gosh, do we even have She Bangs?
I don't know.
She
probably not.
Space.
It would break the system, wouldn't it? It would break the system.
You got it bad. Is that close?
No, that's not.
No.
That's
oh
not
wow.
It.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
No, just a little clarification just to clear that up, though. Just to clear that up. There's some confusion.
Is this William Hung? No, it's Psy, Gangnam Style. Throwback Thursday. 99.7 DJ. Tina rolls in on tweet, says, this week's TBT sounds like my salt and pepper station on Pandora. LOL.
There it is.
Hey, you know what?
That's gold.
Do what you got to do. Karen says, favorite TBD to date. We just do it for you guys, you know?
Absolutely. I'm glad we delivered.
Absolutely.
And then there's a couple of other people that rolled in and said, you can't end with that.
You know what?
It's unacceptable. Sorry.
Guess what?
You can't.
We did. We did. It happened. How are you gonna come after Gangnam Style?
Listen, Kelly was trying to get the BTS throwback, and then we went the sharp left turn down Gangnam Style way, and she's like, oh my God, no, you can't even compare that to BTS.
Well, too bad we did.
Sorry.
All right, so there you are. Throwback Thursday on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Remember, All Access Summer, that begins Tuesday. Ariana Grande tickets will be hooking you up all next week, beginning Tuesday at about 8:15 there on 99.7 DJX. So, All Access Summer. All right, feel good stories. Do them every single hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. So, this family, through their grandma...
I'm sorry, what? Wait, threw grandma? Where'd they throw her?
Don't do that.
Don't throw grandma.
Let me finish. A family threw their grandma a backyard prom.
Ah, it's different.
Because she suffers from Alzheimer's and can't remember hers.
Oh
so
my God, I'm going to cry now.
Grandma, I'm crying in the club.
Yeah, Grandma Rita, she had been upset about having no memory of her high school prom. So her granddaughter, Mackenzie, was like, well, let's throw you one.
Oh
so
my gosh.
So they even crowned her prom queen.
Stop it.
There were decorations and balloons and the family danced and all that stuff. So,
oh my God, good Grandma stuff. Rita.
Yeah.
Granddaughter of the Year award goes to her.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So there
That's
you are.
That's amazing.
Yeah. You know, grandma who suffers from Alzheimer's, which is very, I mean, that can be tough for a family.
Yeah, I had some family members like go through that. That is one of the hardest things to deal with. So what an amazing memory that they've made.
Yeah, for her. Grandma Rita there. Yep. A little feel good. Brought to you by Raise Ford there on 99.7 DJX.
Dreaming of my mind. She'll make you curse, but she a blessing. She'll rip your shirt. And the tasty, yeah, people say run, don't walk away. Yeah, she's sweet but a psycho.
WJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. FYI, tomorrow, free movie Friday with Fandango. So that's pretty cool, right?
That is fantastic.
That is fantastic from Fandango tomorrow, free movie Friday. So be listening for your movie tickets in the morning with us and then in the afternoon. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
We all like movies, right? Jonas Brothers now, 99.7 JX. 99.7 JX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It has been an educational show today, has it not?
Oh, it always is.
Yeah.
When is it not?
Well, here's the thing. Like, you didn't know.
Purple Nurple.
What that referred to before today.
And I'm going to go back to thinking it was a shot.
And no, it actually is not a shot. It was.
I think it is, though, still. Someone did say it is.
It can be both synonyms. Yeah.
Well, this is what it was referring to in the story.
By twisting his nipples.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
all right. So kids, don't do that.
And we found out that there are several different names for that. Of course, we knew that, though. We knew that there was several different ways to describe that action.
I knew that as something else growing up in northern Indiana.
Yeah.
Michiana,
If you will. Can we do this quick setting the bar story?
Sure.
All right. So if you can somehow manage to make it through the day without throwing down a challenge to the police to get more likes on their Facebook post of you committing a crime in order for you to turn yourself in, then you're doing okay.
Excuse me?
Torrington police are asking for your help to track down a wanted man, and they have a unique plan to do it.
Okay. Let's dive in.
Investigators say 29-year-old Jose Sims has agreed to turn himself in if enough people like a post on the police department's Facebook page.
Are you kidding me right now? He's like, listen, you get enough likes, I'll walk myself on down there and give myself up.
Yeah, he says 15,000 likes and I'll do it.
Torrington police say they need 15,000 likes. Officers are also asking anyone with information about Sims's whereabouts to give them a call so they can do it the old-fashioned way.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
So he wants to be, like, social media famous
before
he waltzes in there.
He does. Even Jose was, like, taunting police on the post saying, dang, that's a trash pic of me. And only... Right. And so
here's the proof of that pic.
Here's the thing.
Here's a better one.
They've got over 22,000 likes on the post.
Oh, yeah, that's enough.
Is he commenting selfies? Like, I look better here.
Is he Ubering down?
So far, no.
Uh-oh.
I think like somebody else is worth more than 15,000.
Well, he's got more than 15,000. 22,000. That's enough.
I don't know. I feel like I would need at least 50,000.
No, well, Jose just laid down, you know, 15,000.
Yeah, that's all he thought he needed.
Now it's time for him to pay up.
He needs to pay up. So there you go. That's a little setting the bar. Just try not to, you know, taunt police with likes on the wanted post on Facebook for you.
I have a prediction.
Yeah.
I feel like Jose is going to be brought in within a couple hours.
Yeah, he probably
will. I feel like that's going to come to a close.
All right. That's setting the bar, guys. And tomorrow, again, more opportunities to win those movie tickets. So that'll be cool. Free movie Friday. That is tomorrow. Guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you then. Okay,